gentlemen, welcome to Who Wants to Be a Joe Prize Millionaire? It's a special episode of Crazy Comics and Stories where Joe is a contestant on our new game show where he could win up to a million Joe Prizes.
It's not really much of a prize considering I'm the one that, you know, has the entire stock of Joe Prizes somewhere in my vast accumulation of crap, but I don't mean to ruin it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Joe Prize.
Yep. I'm going to remind you what Johnny Carson said. Buy the premise, buy the bit.
You could, like, offer me a lifetime supply of Triscuits. That might be something.
But that doesn't fit in with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing.
But having a million Triscuits would be good.
I can't afford a million Triscuits.
All right. Start
our
again.
Our sponsors are good. You know, here they are. Our newest sponsor is NordVPN. Let's be honest. If you're out on the internet, you need a VPN to protect you. There's all sorts of things going on the internet where people can track you. You could accidentally download a keylogger. All sorts of things. NordVPN gives the best security possible. It has a password manager which generates complex passwords, syncs across all your devices, stores your notes and credit card information. It also gives you 10 gigabytes of private cloud storage, secure files that backs up your data automatically. But the main thing it gives you is peace of mind. It gives you peace of mind when you're out on the internet, when you're streaming, when you're playing games, when you're listening to podcasts like this one. It gives you safety anywhere at any time. It protects your online activity. You get full access to all content. And if you use the link go.nordvpn.net/SH3KU, it'll take you to where you can get a great deal for a one-month plan, a two-year plan, a one-year plan. They are our newest sponsor. We're happy to have them. And if you would like to sponsor something here at any of the podcasts on the Solitaire Rose Network, you can. Just email me, solitairerosenetwork@gmail.com. Thanks. But they're not going to give us a million Triscuits.
Oh, jeez. Fine. Okay.
All right.
Now, am I in like Match Game where I get to, like, you know, write my own words?
Have you ever seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, that's where I have, like, I go off stage while you talk to my wife, and then I'll come back and she'll, like, tell you all the weird positions we've had Whoopi in.
No.
That's no. Just a
this scene. Is where you are asked a question. You're given four choices. And you have to choose the correct one. The questions get progressively harder as the Joe Prize numbers go up. You have two lifelines. You have 50-50, where you can eliminate half of the answers. Or phone a friend. Now, if you want, you can create a third lifeline.
I don't have any friends to call. At least probably none that are up now.
Sucks to be you, don't
it? I love donuts. Could I have a million donuts?
So, Joe, as our first contestant here on
Tim Horton,
Who Wants to Be a Joe Prize Millionaire, where do you live and what do you do for a living?
I am a professional junk dealer and I live in my basement.
And are you ready for Who Wants to Be a Joe Prize Millionaire?
Don't we have any funky music to go with that? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I put it in post.
Oh, post. Okay.
So I'll say again, are you ready to play Who Wants to Be a Joe Prize Millionaire?
Is this where I'm supposed to be enthusiastic? Well, golly, gee, yes, sir. Oh, God. My belly button's been puckering and puckering all day. Just waiting.
You were much more enthusiastic when we picked you out in the lawn.
Well, I've been, you know.
Okay.
Some guy was selling me stuff.
All right. So, for $1, the question is, who created Spider-Man? Was it A, Simon and Kirby? 2, I'm sorry, B, first time doing the game. You know, we got our iron the bugs out. B, Lee and Ditko. C, Marv Wolfman. Or D, Walt Disney. You know, when we created this game, we went off the original Who Wants to Be a Millionaire rules, where they didn't have a time limit on how long someone could deliberate the question. We started this at around 9:45. It's now 2 in the morning. Have you decided?
Can I hear the options again?
Yes. A, Simon and Kirby. B, Lee and Ditko. C, Marv Wolfman. Or D, Walt Disney.
See, I thought of A, Simon and Garfunkel, but and I thought Kirby had a hand there, but I'll have to go with B, Lee and Ditko.
Final answer?
Well, geez. Yeah, B.
Okay, we're locking you in.
Ooh, kinky.
And the answer to Who Created Spider-Man is B, Lee and Ditko. You have $1.
Okay, I got a prize. I'll stop here.
No, you can't stop yet.
God damn it. Fine.
We got an hour to fill.
Oh, I thought that was the weakest link.
Okay, for $10.
Ooh. Wait, I thought we were playing for Joe prizes.
I'm just going to say dollars. They're dollars of Joe prizes.
Because, you know, the Joe prizes still haven't. They're caught in a crate offshore of San Diego. But anyways, go ahead.
So, what was the first appearance of Thanos? A, Captain Marvel, 25. B, Avengers 150. C, Iron Man 55. Or D, Adventures into the Unknown number 25.
C, final answer.
C is correct. And now for $100 in
Joe. See, it didn't take 10 seconds there. I did it in 25 words or less.
You must have had your thinking grenades available.
Yeah.
How did the Punisher show up in Marvel Comics? Was it A, he was hired to kill Spider-Man? B, he appeared in the black and white magazines? C, he fought Shang-Chi? Or D, he fought the X-Men?
Oh, sorry. I brought my bowling ball with me in case we were bowling for dollars.
That would be celebrity bowling, which I'm doing after this.
Oh.
Sadly, okay. Our celebrity was Betty White.
Oh, so we kind of broke the bank there.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Say it one more time, because
I
had naked pictures of Gene Rayburn up, and I kind of lost my...
All right. How did the Punisher show up in Marvel Comics? Was it A, he was hired to kill Spider-Man? B, he appeared in the black and white magazines? C, he fought Shang-Chi? Or D, he fought the X-Men?
What was A again?
He was hired to kill Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct! Punisher showed up because he was hired by the Jackal to kill Spider-Man.
Where's the cab?
No, that's a crazy taxi.
Oh, I thought we were paying
cash. I can't afford Offspring music.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
So, as the dollar amounts go up, the questions get harder for $500 in Joe prizes.
What a cheap show.
Who were the first three members of the Legion of Superheroes? Was it A, Brainiac 5, Colossal Lad, and Triplicate Girl? B, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman? C, Crypto, Beppo, and Comet? Or D, Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, and Cosmic Boy?
No Deal. Oh, wait.
Wrong show.
Oh, wrong show. Sorry. I thought Deal. Never mind.
See, to do Deal or No Deal, I would need to have 30 models. And if I had 30 models in the house, they'd all leave.
Oh, there is that. I'll have to go with D.
That is correct. Lightning Lad, Saturn Girl, and Cosmic Boy. Joe, here's a does Joe know. Who were Crypto, Beppo, and Comet?
They were Super Pets.
Yep, the Legion of Super Pets.
Yeah.
I thought so Ellen it was a Legion, but the wrong Legion.
I thought Ellen DeGeneres was going to be here.
I don't know what game show she does.
Oh, Game of Games.
Ah.
She basically gets to take her nasty disposition and torture people.
All right. We are up to $1,000 in Joe prizes.
Come on down. Top two answers on the board. Oh, damn it. Wrong answer. Wrong game.
Western Publishing was the first comic to publish Disney comics. You may know them as Dell, because they were distributed through Dell, Gold Key, and Whitman. But those were the distributors. Western was the publisher. Who was the second publisher in the U.S. of Disney Comics? Was it A, Gladstone, B, Carlton, C, Marvel, or D, the American Comics Group? By the way, all the music we're playing is public domain, royalty free.
Oh, I keep saying we're ready to match the stars. Dun, 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 dun.
No. I'm sorry, we're not able to match the stars because Brett Summers is dead.
And so is Charles Nelson Reilly.
Wait, Charles Nelson Reilly is dead? I didn't even know he was sick.
I would have to, I'm going to go with A. Gladstone.
Final answer?
Yes.
Correct. Gladstone was the second publisher of Disney Comics. Now there are two publishers of Disney Comics. Three, if you count Marvel.
Yeah.
And in the next issue of previews, the Carl Barks Library is right next to, in the Fantagraphics catalog, a comic they are publishing called Clitoris. For $2,000 in Joe Bucks.
Dun, dun, dun.
What? Toy Company created ROM the Space Knight. Was it A, Hasbro, B, Kenner, C, Parker Brothers, or D, Milton Bradley?
I'd like to call on Paul Lynn to block.
No? I'm sorry. He's busy with Milton Bradley and his cube.
Okay, what were the choices again?
A, Hasbro. B, Kenner. C, Parker Brothers. Or D, Milton Bradley.
Because I know ROM is currently owned by Parker, or not Parker Brothers, by Hasbro. But they bought it from Parker Brothers, so I'm going to have to go with Parker Brothers, which I lost track of which letter it was. Was that C, Parker Brothers?
Yes.
Yes, I'll go with C.
Is that your final answer?
It will be.
That is correct. And you thought you'd bomb out on the first question.
Yeah, I did, actually. We had a whole extra show just in case. Oh, that was good. Didn't somebody actually do that on one of the shows, just the first question bombed?
Oh, there have been a few. Now, I never was a person who watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. However, bonus question. One of our friends and a local comic professional was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Do you remember who it was?
It was the lovely and talented Gordon Purcell.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He was on another game show, too. Wasn't he on Jeopardy at one point, too?
I don't honestly know.
All right. We are now up to $4,000 in Joe Bucks.
Oh!
The prices keep going up. They double.
The pressure.
What was the first comic published by National Periodicals, which became DC Comics? Was it A, Action Comics, B, Detective Comics, C, USA Comics, or D, New Fun Comics?
Published by who? National?
National Periodicals. Which then became DC Comics.
All right, let's see. Well, Detective was after Action, So that's out. USA, though, that's out. I thought that was a, okay, so detection, action. What were the other two choices? USA?
D, USA Comics, or D, New Fun Comics?
Oh, I'd have to go with D, New Fun, because I just bought the big oversized reprint of the thing, and that's the whole thing it was. That was considered the first modern-day comic book. Previous comic books having just been kind of reprints of comic strips and other things.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with D.
You're correct. I was a little worried there because you said that Action Comics came before Detective Comics, which is incorrect.
Yeah, I had to think about that because I'm thinking everybody thinks Detective was Batman, but he wasn't there till 27.
Correct.
And that's where DC got allegedly their call sign from, Detective Comics.
Yes. And okay. If you are on the Facebook, Malcolm, what is it? Major Malcolm McNeilerson. I think that's the name of the gentleman who created it. His granddaughter is on Facebook telling stories about him. If you're a comic book fan, Facebook is just, filled with so much cool stuff. Anytime Howard Chaykin is going to write up an essay, sit down, grab a nice frosty beverage, because he is going to spill the dirt on everybody. It's also where I found out one of the artists who was, remember in the 70s, well, in the 80s, we found out that so much of Marvel's early art was missing, and there were rumors that it was being stolen by people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We found out one of the big name artists who was actually stealing the art. He would come into the office with a portfolio and leave with it full. I am not going to name said artist, but I have kind of told Joe. And when I found out, it was one of those things where, oh yeah, he had three ex-wives and tons of alimony. That's why he did it. We are now to $8,000, Joe.
Woo!
All right. In the 1950s, which of these was the best-selling comic? These are from the Statement of Ownership. I will also give you another hint. It had the highest number of subscriptions of any comic in history.
What year was that?
In the 1950s. So from 1950 to 1959. A, Captain America Comics. B, Walt Disney's Comics and Stories. C, Tales from the Crypt. Or D, Superman Comics.
So how many we got to go?
There are 15 overall to get us to the top. So 1, 2, 3, 4,
what, we're at 8 or
5, 6, 7. Yes, this is number 8.
Number you are eight.
Halfway through.
Damn, I hate to burn a. I can't believe you said that. I can see your voice. I mean, I'd do anything. I'll bet. It's your bet. I'll buy that. It could be you. It takes a two. It's about time. It's anybody's guess. It's in the bag. It's up to you. What? It's worth what? It's your chance of a lifetime. It's your move. I'm going to go with B, Walt Disney Comics.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You're correct. Captain America Comics was actually a bomb when it came back and only lasted a few issues. Tales from the Crypt, very famous, only sold about 500,000 copies. Walt Disney's Comics and Stories had over 5 million subscribers and it sold another 4 million on the stands, according to the records at the time.
I really thought I was in Jeopardy there.
No. Jeopardy's a different game. But we could play that at some point, too.
Well, you know, Joker's Wild.
I remember that game. Now, for $16,000 in Joe prizes. Getting tougher, Joe. Which comic is not a toy tie-in?
Ooh, we're not going to make a deal.
Joe is our toy expert.
Make a deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do it.
Let's see if he knows.
Let's talk Hollywood. Let's play post office. Let's play reporter.
A, Captain Action.
B, oh, that's a toy.
US One. C, Power Pachyderms. D, Crystar, the Crystal Warrior.
Ooh, okay. Well, I know Crystal and Captain are. Jeez, Power Pachyderms. That's a tough. Oh, because I know. I thought USA One was supposed to be like a truck tie-in. And there were US One trucks, but the problem was is that no, yeah, God dang it, USA One was a, you know what? I'm it's got to be Power Pachyderms because I know US One had a toy truck, and it was a very bleak tie-in because I don't think anybody really made the connection between the two other than in the letter B. So I'm gonna go with Power Pachyderms.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You're correct.
Oof. Yikes. I had to go to Carrie Carson's College of Music Knowledge for that one. So, keep talking. Killer Karaoke. We're ready to go. King of the Mountain. I'm ready to do it. I'm going for the knockout.
Power Pachyderms came out about 2 or 3 years after it was completed. It was supposed to be a parody of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when everybody was doing their Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles knockoffs. But then it sat in a drawer for 3 years or more before they finally released it. I don't remember what the original name was. It wasn't Power Pachyderms because it was one of those, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Geriatric Gangrene Jiu-Jitsu Gerbils. But by the time it came out, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had a cartoon, an Archie comic, and Marvel was like, yeah, we're not going to.
Hang on a second.
It's not fun anymore.
Oh. Okay, I just found the cover to it. Warning, any similarity between this book and the X-Men is probably just a cheap commercial ploy.
Speaking of the X-Men,
dun, dun,
worth $32,000 in show prizes.
Holy cow, I'm a mental samurai here. This is Midnight Monday Madness. Thank God we're midway.
Oh, we're past midway. How many times has Jean Grey died and come back?
Oh, good grief.
A, 2. B, 15. C, 10. D, 9.
I'm going to have to use a lifeline here.
All right. Which lifeline are you using?
Let's go 50-50.
All right. We have eliminated A and C. So
okay.
It is either B, 15, or D, 9.
Oh, what the hell? Let's go for the high one. It's ridiculous. 15. I'm going to go B for the final answer.
Final answer.
Final answer.
B, 15 is correct.
Oh, man. See, I told you my dad's better than
you. There was an article in Comic Book Resources about this. Like for a couple of years ago. Where, you know, she came back for the big House of X, you know, the Hickman X-Men. And they went through and they listed every time she died and come back.
Name droppers.
I knew you would use a lifeline on that, too. I really did.
That's a tough one. Yeah, because if I had a chance. I probably shouldn't have spent so much time on the first question because I probably could have just, you know, okay, well, she died here and she died there and blah, blah, blah. Oh, well. Anyway, I can name that tune in no notes.
By the way, now that the questions are getting even harder, we are taking your word as an Eagle Scout that you are not cheating by looking up the answers.
Oh, shit, I even thought of that.
But now I've put your honor on the line, so you can't.
For TSA, or we take I got away. No honor.
No, you're an Eagle Scout, and I could call the Boy Scouts and tell them that you cheated on a game show, just like back in the 50s.
Oh, so it's on my word.
Yes.
Okay, mother. I'm on, I'm on the cover, on your account, on your way. Oh, 1 minute, please. Noah Webster says, okay.
So for $64,000 in Joe Bucks.
I should Joe Prize, cheat on this one.
For Joe something. What was the first year that the Overstreet Price Guide came out?
Ooh.
Was it A, 1969, B, 1970, C, 1971, or D, 1972? The Overstreet Price, thought of as the Bible of comic book collecting?
Yeah. God, they've had. Well, I gotta watch because I got one sitting right behind me. I don't even remember God, it's been 51 years. God, I'm not good at math.
Carry the two.
Yeah.
Divide by four.
You know, the sad thing is, I just saw one because you know our buddy Jerome Winker just he sold his entire run and he had the first one available. And I can remember seeing it. Give me the years again.
A, 1969. B, 1970. C, 1971. Or D, 1972.
I'm going to go with B, 1970.
Final answer?
Geez. Yeah, I'm happy I made it this far. Okay, we'll go with B.
Well, Joe, I have to tell you. You're correct.
Oh, geez.
See, I see game show hosts do that all the time, and I always think, well, that's so that never works. The guy, but no, you bought into it. You thought you'd fail.
Password. I need a password. Damn it! Give me a password. It's a people.
All
password.
Right.
People will
there
talk.
There are only four questions between you and $1 million in Joe prizes.
It's like a pitfall. I want to play Pictionary. Can we?
So for $100,000.
Is the price right?
What former Marvel Silver Age artist became a born-again Christian, quit working at Marvel, and then started making Christian comics featuring Archie for the Spire line? Was it A, Al Hartley, B, Robert Burnside, C, George Roussios, or D, Don Heck?
Okay, one more time on the names.
All right. A, Al Hartley. B, Robert Burnside. C, George Roussios. Or D, Don Heck. See, now it could have gone easy on you and said who read an Ayn Rand book and quit Marvel. No, I went the Christian route.
What's my other lifeline?
Phone a friend.
I'm going to have to phone a friend.
Okay.
Do we have any friends?
I don't
know. Can I phone you?
That would be cheating.
Oh.
I would say go back and listen to some past episodes because I've talked about it.
I know we've talked about it. And literally, within a hand's reach, I got a bunch of these spire comments. Oh.
Well, who do you think you can eliminate?
Give me the names again. I got to write them down. Okay. My memory is bad.
A, Al Hartley. B, Robert Burnside, who I will also say in the credits sometimes was called R. Burns.
Okay.
C, George Roussios, who another piece of information I'll give you, at one point worked for EC Comics, or D, Don Heck.
Well, I'm pretty sure Don Heck isn't one of them. He probably worked for them. All right, let's hang a second. I'm gonna. Oh, let's see here. Good thing you can edit out the boring stuff. I'm trying to figure out who I can call here. Who knows his comic shit?
Joel?
I don't have a lot of phone numbers here. Nobody trusts me with their phone numbers.
And there you go. That was part one of Who Wants to Be a Crazy Millionaire? Part two is next week, where we have the startling conclusion. We have a reluctant phone a friend. And we'll see just how far Joe can go in our game show. We'll also have an update on Joe's vacation and a few other surprises. So be back next week for part two.